It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in Exodus chapter 28 as we continue to study through the tabernacle. We're getting to the priesthood of Aaron, and we're looking at the garments that he's going to be wearing here. So please that you open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 28, and we're going to begin reading there. As you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, again, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles now and prepare this wonderful study, Exodus chapter 28, I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. And took thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto the men, and to me, in the priestly office, even Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a broidered coat, a mitre, a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, of purple, of scarlet, and fine twined linen with cunning work. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod, which is upon it, shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, and of blue, and of purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engraving of a signet, shalt thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. And thou shalt make them to set in ouches of gold, and thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod of the stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names therefore before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And thou shalt make ouches of gold, and the chains of the pure gold at the ends, and writhen work shall thou make them, and fasten the writhen chains to the ouches. Now, as we look at these scripture verses, we're going to begin with prayer first, as we always do. Please that you go to the Lord in prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank and praise you that we come today. We have a wonderful study. I ask that you will guide and lead us today, that we can look to your word and enjoy it, but as much as enjoying it, we need to learn from it. And in order to learn, we need to listen and then apply it to our hearts. And so please today that that take place, that we not only hear the word read, we possibly read it ourselves, but also we have our ears open and we're hearing it. And we're not only hearing it, but then we apply it to our lives, to where and how you want us to use what you have given us. So please, dear Lord, today, touch every heart. Those that are lost, bring them today to the saving knowledge of your Son, the Lord Jesus. And those that are saved, that you please help us to grow and grow closer to you and walk with you each and every day. So please now guide and lead us through this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's a joy to study the Word of God. And we have here, as we begin, the decision of the Levites to be those that minister in the tabernacle, this building that we've been talking about now for several weeks. And so as we come together and we look at the tabernacle, there needs to be a people that are going to serve God and honor God and do His will within this facility. And it is the Levites that will do that. And not only with the Levites, then we go one step further with Aaron. Aaron is a Levite, but then out of the line of Aaron, of the Levitical line, but through Aaron, will be the high priest. And so we have some things put into place here. And it says, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel." So now they're being separated out for a certain purpose. And they're listed here. And we have that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And then it lists them, even Aaron, and then Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar. These are Aaron's sons. And so now as we look at these, and we find that not only are these people being set aside, set apart, but also we find that there is a special garment that is going to be worn by Aaron and his sons. And so it is to be the brother for glory and for beauty, the second verse says, this holy garment. And so we're going to kind of take a look here just for a minute. These garments, as so often, we have looked at these pictures. We've looked at the tabernacle, and we haven't maybe called them a picture, and yet I do many times, probably more often than I realize. Because you see, when you're trying to learn something, to tell a story and to have a picture helps us to learn. As a child, you put a picture before a child, you put a picture before me, and I can understand it. And God knew that. And so God, from the beginning, in His precious Word, all the way back here in the book of Exodus, He has started with these pictures. And these pictures are so clear. And we need to see that every picture is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Back 1,500 years before Jesus was come to earth, we have pictures of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have pictures of what He will do and who He is and a work that's there. We've looked at those pictures with the brazen altar. We've looked at those pictures, and we'll continue to with the brazen laver. We'll look at those pictures with the lampstand and the golden lampstand, and then the golden table of showbread, and then the golden incense altar. And then we go into the Holy of Holies, into the second room. And when we arrive there, we find a unit called the Ark of the Covenant. And we also look at something that's on top of that ark, and that is the mercy seat. But you see, it doesn't become a mercy seat. It's pure gold. And underneath then, that stands for God. And God demands perfection. And until that blood is sprinkled across the top of that, does it become a mercy seat. Prior to that time, it is a judgment seat. And so we have all these pictures, all these wonderful pictures. And so this here, again, is a picture. And so we're going to be looking at that. So I hope that, we are God's children, and God's Word, His Bible, is full of pictures, and we're going to look at them once again. And so we'll kind of begin with that in mind. Now, we find a couple of things here that says, "Thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, and for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty. Thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And so as we look at these words here, we find to consecrate, to sanctify, to set apart, To be holy means set apart for God's work. Anything that is set apart for God is holy. Now, we need to understand, and we find sometimes you'll read a story, and it'll help us to picture, it'll help us to understand. And Vernon McGee made it, and I don't know if it's his story or if it was told him, but he used the example of a $10 bill. And that $10 bill, say that I received that $10 bill from a store. I gave them a 20, and they gave me a $10 bill and some change back. But this $10 bill, that store had received that from a gambler. And that gambler had gotten that $10 bill from a prostitute. And that prostitute had gotten that $10 bill from a thief, and so on and so on. But you see, when I get that $10 bill, I take it and I lay it down before the Lord. I put it in the offering tray and I says, "Here, Lord, now we're going to use it to your honor and glory." That $10 bill becomes holy because we are using it. We're setting it apart for Him. And many things can be made holy in that very way. This garment, there is nothing with superpowers to it or anything else other than it was set apart for Aaron and his sons as the high priest. It is set apart. And we need to see that. And this garment was only worn by them. It was only worn by them when they were in service unto the Lord. It was set apart. And so we need to see that, the need of giving of our own time, our own money, and we need to set it apart for the honor and praise and glory of the Lord. Now, we have some things here. These garments are for the glory and beauty. Many times that people think that to be a Christian, why, you have to have something that's real blah, you know, it doesn't have any color to it. It, you know, God has created, He has made the beautiful colors that we have, and we're not to parade around that it brings attention to us. But for us to look nice, for us to serve Him, for us to bring things of beauty before the Lord and for His honor and glory, when we sit down to do a work here, it is a serious work. It's a work that is of great necessity. It takes a lot of money to do the work. And when we sat down and begin to discuss doing the radio programs, we started first using the mic and the tape player and everything from up at the pulpit where we would tape the messages, and then we would take those and take them to the radio stations. And then after a period of time, and as the radio stations continue to grow, we desired to do it with as perfect as we could. And so we have purchased some other equipment, very expensive equipment, that we can do, and I can do these tapes, whether it's a mini disc or a CD. We have added the computer so I can put it onto the hard drive, all of these things so that we can do it in a very professional manner. And so we do that to the best of our ability. And I don't look at this equipment that's in my office as something of beauty, and yes, it is, because it is a means of giving out the gospel. And this equipment and the money that we spent for it was set apart, was set aside for God's use. And so it's become holy because we are using it. Now, you don't think about equipment and things like that being holy, but God called this garb, this garment that he has here, holy. And so we need to see that when we take of our time and take of our money and take of our efforts, possessions that we have, and give them unto the Lord. And it's so important that we do this, that we give these give things unto the Lord for his service, and that we may honor and praise him. Now, this garment here that we're talking about, he has men that have a special place in their heart to make this. And this is going to be the most beautiful garment that has ever been made. And Aaron is going to wear it, but it's going to be for the purpose of praising and honoring God. And, you know, there's people have tried to draw this, or probably even to make it, and no man can, because the directions aren't all that clear. We're not to make this. You know, it was for the purpose of Aaron and his sons at that time, not for us. And it was strictly for the high priest. And you know now the Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest. But as we look at these things, and now we're going to take a look too at the next section here. And just let me read once again verse 3. Thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, to set him apart, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. All right. Part of that garment that he's going to have, part of its purpose is to set him apart from anyone else, and it will be done. That'll be exactly the way it is, you know. And so we bring these ministries, we bring our talents, and we serve the Lord with them, and we praise the Lord with them. And when we do, why, they become holy because God will honor them and use them. And now we come to verse 4. These are the garments which they shall make. And we have the list of them here. And it says a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And so there are six items, six garments. You can almost call them separate garments, as the high priest would prepare to serve the Lord. And when he was in the high priestly office, this is what he would wear. And again, it had a breastplate and an ephod and a robe and a broidered coat and a mitre and a girdle. We're going to take a look at each one of these. Today, we'll probably just get to the ephod itself. But as we're looking the next verse, verse 5, it tells us of the materials. And it says, and ye shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. This is what I want you to prepare. And so, again, as we talked just a little bit earlier, when God makes something of beauty, when he calls for something to be set aside for his honor and glory, we can't spare any cost. It has to be done right. And many folks, believe that, you know, the preachers especially, I'm sorry to say, why they have the fancy suits on and they drive the fancy cars and live in the great big houses and all those things. I don't think God ever intended that to happen. I think we're to take care of God's shepherds, of God's teachers, of God's preachers. But we don't need to live this luxurious life. But I think when we're doing the work of God, we need to see that we are spending the tithes and offerings that come into our churches, that it is spent correctly. It is for the furtherance of the gospel. It is for the purpose of feeding the flock. We need to come together, we need to study the Word of God, and that's the reason that we have these radio programs, that's the reason that they're Bible studies, because, you know, we come together to grow, and I hope that you receive growth from these. I hope that you have learned, I hope that you have, if you didn't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, or maybe you were saved in your church since you've been listening to the radio programs, I just want you saved. I want you to come to the cross of Calvary and trust in Jesus Christ. And I want you to enjoy the walk each day. And I hope that these programs, they're not to replace church. They are to help further your study in the Word of God. So we come because it's sad many churches do not have Bible study. They strictly have a preaching service. And I believe that we need Bible studies. I have the Bible study here on the radio. We have Bible study and during our Sunday school time in the church. And we don't use a quarterly. We use the Word of God. And then you'll find that even with my preaching, why the preaching is a verse-by-verse teaching of the Word of God. Then we're back on Sunday night, and we study the Word of God again, and we're in a different area of Scripture, but we study the Scripture verse-by-verse. Then Tuesday afternoon, we have a ladies' Bible study, and they do the same. They study that precious Word verse-by-verse and love it, and then we come back on Wednesday night. So we have the radio, and we have the website, and we have the Sunday school and the message and Sunday night and Wednesday night and Tuesday afternoon, all those times where the purpose is for folks to know the Word of God and to learn it. And we try to do it to the best of our ability. And so when God brings us and we look here, we see it take gold and blue and purple. Those things are some of the finest things of that day. Some of the most expensive things of that day were given for this robe, this garment of Aaron's. And we need to do the same in the furtherance of the gospel. We need to spare no expense in coming, and we spend a lot of money that is given to the church, you know, and our people in the church are very faithful to give to the work of this ministry so that we can get out the Word of God. And so I believe we've done it to our best ability. We've used good equipment, and it's very clear, and you can hear the Word of God. And so I hope, you know, and the only thing that maybe is lacking, that's my voice, and that's, you know, God's going to have to take care of that. There's not any amount of taping or mixing or anything else that's going to improve that. So you're just going to have to tolerate that. But I want you to know that it's for your growth so that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can honor and glorify God. And, you know, when we do things, when we take our time and take our money and take this equipment and set it aside for God's use, it becomes something of glory and honor unto the Lord, and we want to do that. And this garment's the same thing, and they spared no expense to do it. And now we have with this, you know, we need to be careful that we don't, one more point, we don't need to, we don't want to rob God, you know, when we're to have a work set before us. Why, you know, Malachi 3:8, if you want to take a minute sometime and read that, you know, we don't dare rob God. And so be careful so that you are in support of your church, support of the ministries that are there, and please that you care for them. And I want you to know that the purpose that each one of us have is taking the means that God has blessed us with and giving out the gospel. And so please see that today. Now, the ephod, this is the first article. The breastplate's what is listed first, but God chooses in His Word to give us the ephod first. And so we're going to take a look at that. As we look at that ephod, they shall make the ephod of gold and blue, and again, no cost is spared here, of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen with cunning work. And it shall have two shoulder pieces thereof, joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod, which is upon it, shall be of the same according to the work. Now, as we're looking at these articles and this part here, we're just going to take a few minutes and look again. It's gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen. Most beautiful, most beautiful. And so we begin there. It was with cunning work. We know that God put it in the heart of these craftsmen to make it. And it wasn't made in some sloppy manner. I don't care whether you're working at church. I don't care if you're working at home. I don't care if you're working at work. You need to give your all. You need to do the best job you can do. And especially at work, when somebody hires you, you need to give them the full. Well, I said, well, if he paid me enough, then I would. No, you've agreed to work for that. And he's expecting a day's work out of you. And so please that you give him a day's work. Give him an honest day's work. And then next, of course, please don't steal from God, as we just talked about. And that's what you do if you don't give God an honest day's work. If you come and you've been coming to church all this time, but you don't do anything, you just show up and you think you've graced our presence with that, well, that ain't much. We need your service. We need your work. We need you to be here. We need you to financially support this church. We have a work to do. And we don't have room for a lazy bum. We want workers. And so please that you come. And some folks have to work many, many hours. And so they can give in the support financially sometimes. Others, they have the time. And so maybe they don't have the finances, but they have the time. You know, God works all that out. But just see that you're giving. And it's a work here. And again, these workers come and they gave their all to make this garment as beautiful as they could, as humanly possible by God's hand. And we have two shoulders, shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. Now this ephod, if I kind of look at this right, it kind of seems like maybe it has a front and a back, and it's very beautiful, and it's all embroidered. And then we know that it's tied with two onyx stones. That's in verse 9. And we know that it calls it curious, and it's very eloquent and very neat and a very finished look. And as we come together here, and you see these two onyx stones, and upon those onyx stones, we have read that in the ninth verse there, that every name of the 12 tribes, six on one stone and six on the other. And if you would think about that as the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God, he is carrying the children of Israel right on his shoulders. What a picture. What a beautiful, beautiful picture. And that is exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ does for us. You know, and if you look to Luke chapter 15, it talks about the shepherd and carrying the sheep. And as we are carried, and we'll probably go to that verse of Scripture next time we get together. But we see that this speaks of strength, because it's upon the shoulders. And we know that, again, they are carried in, and it says that in the verse 12, shall bear the names before the Lord upon the two shoulders for memorial. What a beautiful picture, being carried by our Lord. We can't do anything without him. You sure can't be saved, and you sure can't be kept. You know, people think they have to be saved by faith. They can't do a work for that, but then they have to work to keep it. Well, that's just as foolish as thinking you can work to gain your salvation. You can't. The Word of God does not tell us that. The Word of God tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I hope that you're born again. I hope you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. But if you don't, please come today, and please call upon him today. He needs to be your Redeemer. He needs to save you, and he will if you'll just come to him and call upon him today. Oh, my friend, what a beautiful day it is. What a wonderful day to study the Word of God, to start the work on this garment here. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?